Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, oh man. So, a Florida man fell asleep at a stop sign and deputies found codeine and Four Loko in his car. Now, isn't Four Loko, isn't that like the, it's liquor, right?
Yeah, I think so.
What is in Four Loko? I don't know anything like that. But anyway, this guy is from Brevard County, Florida. He's facing multiple charges because deputies said they found codeine in a Four Loko and meth residue inside his car. They were patrolling Merritt Island. It was like 1:40 in the morning on Saturday, and they saw this black Nissan sitting just at a stop sign, brakes on, stationary. Deputy walked up to the car. Guy was passed out behind the wheel, right hand on the gear shift, and he had a Four Loko in the cup holder. And then he stumbled out of the car. They asked to perform a field sobriety test. They didn't say what he blew, but he was placed under arrest because he failed it. And then they found clear crystalline substance instead of a glass pipe that totally tested positive for meth. That's not a surprise. So he's charged with possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, all kinds of other stuff, driving under the influence. Why would you risk that? And why Four Loko? Why? It's so this Florida man was busted for creeping through the backyards with people's backyards with underwear around his neck, but he said he was just exercising. So he told police that he was exercising, and the reason he had underwear around his neck was to stay warm. What? What? Cape Coral said that they arrested Troy Dean Stewart after somebody called 911 about a prowler, and the caller said someone was in their backyard. And they noticed the person on their surveillance cameras. They found him in an empty lot lying on his stomach between a hedge and a brush near a seawall. He was wearing an outfit matching that of the suspected prowler, and he had a pair of underwear around his neck. And he said, I just wanted to run along the canal. And I wore underwear around my face to protect me from the cold. So a neighbor said that he stole some of their bonsai trees and all this. That's like $7,000, like a bonsai trees. Those are very expensive. They said that they discovered him. They discovered the trees at the guy's home. Anyway, they charged him with a whole bunch of stuff. And that's the worst excuse I've ever heard in my life. Oh no, I was just going to go and at night run along the beach with underwear on my face. That's totally not normal. Let's see. A Florida man was arrested for battery because he threw a brick at a guy's face. Well, yeah, that'll do it. A man was hit in the face with a brick Friday night. According to the Tarpon Springs Police Department, the victim told officers that he got hit in the face with a brick. The injuries were consistent with getting hit in the face with a brick, as you could imagine. The victim said that the suspect smashed his car window, left the area before police arrived. So they arrested the suspect. They found 42-year-old Eddie Saunders at home in his bedroom. They arrested him. Oh, and they also found a ton of fentanyl on his persons as well. So he's going to be charged with a number of things. There you go. Let's see. No, can't read that one. Can't read that one either. No. Mm-mm. A Florida woman was charged because she tried to kick police, like try to actually kick them. You know you can't do that, right? Yeah, 39-year-old Elizabeth Curry, who looks 90, was clearly under the influence of alcohol at Rose's Pub. Law enforcement noted she could not stand, she couldn't walk hardly, had glossy eyes, slurred speech, and totally smelled like liquor. As she was being arrested, she tried to kick officers, but because she struggled to just stand, it wasn't successful. And they found meth on her and meth accoutrements. You know, I guess like whatever you use for the meth. They found all this. She's totally going to jail. So there you go. Yeah, you can't kick police. You can't do that. The sub 2K. If you are unfamiliar with it, you need to make yourself familiar because it is an awesome, awesome, awesome carbine. This is a folds in half gun. Sub 2K, it fills that pistol. I'm going to make up a word. It's what we're now calling the pistol caliber carbine. We're going to call it a pistol. It's a new thing. It fills this gap, the pistol caliber carbine gap. And you got options for several popular magazines like Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer. It makes it a lot easier to take along because you're taking along a lot less. So from right now until March of 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a Sub 2K, you get $100. And so that goes from now until March of this year. You still have some time to take advantage of it. And the Sub 2K is awesome. You have ballistic advantage, distance accuracy, that 16-inch barrel, and it's easily disassembled for cleaning or inspection without tools, intuitive sights, adjustable stock, easy to field breeze, field strip. It's a breeze to field strip. Learn more about the Sub 2K and that $100 rebate program at KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. They say that the FAA has a diversity push that includes a focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. Now, it's one thing if you're hiring someone to, like, candle bags or, I don't know, like, you know, in that regard. But I don't trust them to just, I don't trust the FAA to just do that because everybody has to try to prove a point. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have the general sentiment right now seems to be that if you don't have a completely medically unqualified, you know, trans person doing your open heart surgery, then you hate trans people, to say nothing of the qualifications. You know what I mean? That just seems to be like the new litmus test in society. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, is there a guarantee that we're not talking about flying the planes? Is there a guarantee? Because I'm not seeing one. Yeah. Remember, Secretary Mayor Newmont, Poot Booty Juice, that is Joe Biden, President Joe Biden's pronunciation.
It's true.
And we all know that he is a God King on Earth, right? Secretary Mayor, former Rear Admiral of Canoe Fleet at Camp Wimbitonka, Poot Booty Juice, Department of Transportation. They said that this is something that they've been pushing through the FAA because Booty Juice oversees FAA. And this was, again, after a door in a 737 just blew right the hell off midair. So the FAA's website, the last time, at least on their website, it shows that the guidelines on diversity hiring were updated was on March 23rd of 2022. Sorry, 2 years ago. And so it's part of their new diversity and inclusion hiring plan. And they claim, quote, diversity is integral to achieving FAA's mission of ensuring safe and efficient travel across our nation and beyond. Yeah. It's very important to them about this stuff. I don't know. Just like it's important to people. Like, I'm sorry, are there women flying the plane? Because I just don't know. I don't care if they have flight experience. Is there just a woman in the cockpit? Like, I don't know. You know, planes are not like, you know, road trips. You don't have someone in charge of snacks. Well, that would be like the attendants. They're the snack people. And the music, they handle all the stuff that you think that you would handle. We don't need to run the cockpit like that. That's not, stop it. So I don't know. You could say that it's not DEI, but in everything that I've read about it, I don't really have any guarantees. Like, how do I know that the FAA is not going to push someone that has serious psychiatric disabilities to fly a plane? Because have you seen who was in charge of our nuclear waste? The luggage twink. The guy who stole all the ladies' clothes in the suitcases, that dude, right? I mean, have you seen, who's the other dude that's up there? Who's like in Health and Human Services? Like, he's like the deputy secretary of HHS. It's a dude that they want you to pretend as a woman. Like, yes, he is a dude. He's one of those who is such a dude and looks like such a dude. There's literally nothing you could do to him to make him look more like a woman. There's no amount of surgery you could do. Some people are just so dude that there's nothing that you can undude on them. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could do all this other stuff and you would see them and go, that jawline, that's a dude's jawline. That's a dude. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much there. You know who I'm talking about? The dude with the long blonde hair?
I do. Rachel Levine.
Yeah, that dude. They want you to pretend that that dude's real, Nikki Haley, who says the government should have no say. They want you to pretend that they want you to pretend that that's a dude or a woman. I am all confused now. And I'm looking at it, him. I'm looking at him, and I'm like, you are clearly a man.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Bro, ma'am. But you look at Rachel Levine, him, and you look at it, I look at him, and you're like, okay, he's a dude. No, you gotta call him by his preferred pronouns. You got the government promoting that stuff, Nikki Haley, who says the government should have a say, but they've already had a say. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. You have the government right now that wants to put in the cockpits. It's more important for them whether or not they have a vagina than whether or not they can fly a plane. Nikki Haley, who says that the government shouldn't have a say, but clearly the government has had its say and a lot of other says since its first original say. Like, what in the world is this? So they say, well, you know, they're looking at people to employ for a range of positions, like administrative roles to oversight, all this other stuff. Guarantee me that I'm not going to have this person flying the plane.
I don't want them even checking me into the plane at all. I don't want them touching my luggage. I don't want them pointing where the bathrooms are when I ask. I don't want any of that from people like that.
When you can get in trouble for a 3.4-ounce bottle of liquid, I don't want somebody that I don't want someone that has serious psychiatric disabilities, like someone who could go off and be an axe murderer, because that's the other thing. It's also vague. Like, what is the gradient here? What's the scale from a level of like Ted Bundy to, you know, maybe, oh gosh, give me an example. Joe Biden. What are we looking at here? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about? If somebody has OCD, okay. If somebody's whatever. But that's not, I feel like they're talking about more than that. You know what I mean? It's well, yes, this person was an axe murderer, but they've, you know, restorative justice and all. That's okay. I don't know. But if you don't go along with it.
But the wording is just so outrageous.
It's sketchy.
Severe intellectual and, quote, psychiatric disability.
Those are their words, not
That's
ours.
Their words.
Like, what do you mean severe? Like, not able to... are you able to not have assistance in life?
In one sentence, if I'm the company, we'll hire based on merit. Look at that. I didn't have to mention any problems, didn't have to mention anything
because
else.
It's just racist bigotry now. Unreal. I mean, who cares about merit if, you know, I mean, when, you know, you could have a non-phallus. You could have an unphalloused individual.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can defallus someone, apparently.
That's a thing? Without a thing?
Apparently. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's other names for it.
All right. Time to break.
No, it's not. We still got a couple minutes. Oh. I can still run this right down. It's all right. I'm just saying. I mean, you got doors blown off airplanes. But this is what they're worried about. What about the pronouns? I mean, the door fell off. But the pronouns, though.
When the screws are looser on the staff. I'm not a
gosh.
Fan. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's... it just makes me... I don't know. I don't know. Like, would you... I would not want me to fly a plane. I wouldn't want me to fly. I'd see one bird. Have you seen... you know, you haven't. Never mind. I'll tell you a story real quick. One time, I was still in college, and I had a, don't laugh, I had a Geo Metro. If you don't know what a Geo Metro is, kids, it's a roller skate with a lawnmower engine. That's it. I had to basically punch my feet through the floor of it, Fred Flintstone style, and try to help sprint it up to the speed limit whenever I would get on I-270 in Missouri. It's horrific. Anyway, so I'm driving to go, I think I was going to class or somewhere. It was either work or class. I can't remember. And, you know, we lived kind of out in a rural area. And, you know, there's deer everywhere. And you're always looking for them. But I swear to you, there was a deer. They never could find it. I swear to you, hands to sky. And I was dumb. I was like, well, if I hit the thing, I thought all of this in like a split second. I'm going to die because roller skate with a lawnmower engine. I mean, the cars themselves, you could probably die looking at it. So I swerved and I went into a ditch. Hatch up, right, into a ditch. Like, the back wheels of my car were not even on the ground. And I had a can of soda that, like, fell forward and got punctured, and all I heard was, psss. And I immediately thought what any rational person would think, and I thought, oh my gosh, this car is going to explode. So I MacGyver dived out of the side of it into a ditch, and I laid flat on my stomach because this is what I've seen them do in the movies. At the same time, one of my friends from high school drove by, and she was like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, my car is going to blow up. Get away. I'm yelling this from the ditch. Like, get away! The car is going to explode! It was my can of soda that was punctured. This is why you don't want me flying a plane. And I don't even have any of these things that they're talking about with the FAA. Our partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Nimi Skincare. You know, one The one time when people don't get upset over mansplaining is when all these skincare companies started using dudes to try to sell women's skincare products, and then try to act like it was one and the same, and women should just stop complaining about it because, you know, they know what's best. Women have different needs from dudes, and women even have different needs from other women, depending on what stage they are in their lives. Nimi Skincare understands that, and any skincare company should. This is why they were created. And so with Nimi Skincare, first off, this is a company that uses USA ingredients, made in the USA ingredients. They're made in the USA. No parabens, none of those horrible, ridiculous, harsh, artificial synthetic chemicals. And they don't test on animals either. But they are all about making sure that you have what you need to have healthy skin. So they have introduced two new routines, their Wake Up Right routine, where you can give your skin a morning boost of vitamin C and peptides. And then they have their bedtime moisturizing routine. This is great, especially when it's going to be like 7 degrees here in Texas, for example, because it's ultra hydrating. It's going to replenish your skin, keep you moisturized while you sleep, and it's packed with soothing, restorative ingredients. And your skin will thank you for this. And like I said, they share your values, but they also understand and celebrate that women are different and women need different things. Nimi Skincare products are 100% guaranteed. So take the guesswork out of your routine with Nimi Skincare. Visit NimiSkincare.com. That's N-I-M-I Skincare.com and use promo code Dana for 10% off. Your skin will thank you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Washington State spent over $700,000 on giant rocks to deter homeless encampments. They spent $700,000 over that on boulders to deter homeless camps in certain areas. They literally put up big giant rocks. $718,000.
Instead of fix the homeless problem.
Yeah.
That's where they spent the money.
$718,000 taxpayer dollars on giant rocks that they put in areas where people congregate and camp. So basically, you got something to lay your tent next to. And see what I'm saying? How does that deter? That's so stupid. This is so dumb. Why are people so dumb? I don't get this. Let's see. Ooh, boy. Picasso, Rembrandt, and other paintings damaged in a devastating fire at a Seattle art gallery, KIRO Channel 7. It said that there was this art gallery in Pioneer Square caught fire last Friday morning, damaged thousands of pieces. And the gallery contains about 18,000 works of art that they've collected over 50 years. And there's a Picasso in there. And the Rembrandt, there's a Rembrandt. 90% of it's on paper, they said, so it's very difficult to understand what survived and what didn't. They're still trying to assess. Oh, my gosh. But they know it's damaged. They know that much. Oof. I'm not doing this one. I do not have in 60 seconds the time to set this up. So, apparently, two large things of cicadas are going to emerge across the southern and midwest states this summer. I love the way cicadas sound, but I don't like to hear them because they are creepy, terrifying little things that look like they're going to infest your brain and explode your head. They're grossest bugs that ever existed, but I love the sound. So all across the southern and midwestern portions of the U.S., they're going to have the periodical cicadas coming out from the underground. There's one big group, Brood XIX. And then there's another brood, I don't know. There's different broods. I didn't even know this. And one comes out every 17 years. The largest one comes out every 13 years. And they're both going to come out the exact same time this year. So gross. Okay. Fun. It's going to be really loud. I don't know.
And as these extreme weather events continue to remind us that this is suicidal, what we're doing, you know, it's crazy to keep going like this. And we've had so many multi-billion-dollar events that, yeah. And it's the developing countries that are hurt the most. Right.
So Al Gore's like, wow, this extreme cold weather is really extreme, and something about global warming, me and Bear Pig. It's winter, you absolute pervert stooge. It's winter.
Imagine how cold it would be if it wasn't for global warming.
Golly, I want some global warming. You know what? I mean, it's 21 degrees right now in Texas. Give me the redacted global warming. That little brat, that 20-year-old brat from Scandinavia was telling me, oh, this is global warming. Where is it? Where's the global warming? I am freezing to death. I should not have to be this freezing. This is unfair, and it is not right. Tisn't right, tisn't proper, tisn't fit. And I, no, where's my global warming? This guy. Who knows? Because it's so cold out. It's extreme cold. Yeah, you get it. You know, didn't they say that there was like solar activity and we were going to like feel what it did coming up like in January? I think I had as a headline, but you know, whatever. Somebody's got the grift of global warming to push. I want to go out and throw some styrofoam around and like burn some tires or something. Maybe that'll warm it up a little bit. We need a volcano to go off to like hasten the global warming. Yeah, well, I mean, isn't there that one in Iceland that just went off?
Yeah.
And there's like lava everywhere and people are, oh, yeah, because it's a big giant volcano. I will say when we were in Italy, we went to Pompeii. I was a little nervous. Is that weird? I mean, you got people living their whole lives there and they're totally fine with it. And I'm like, it's still active. And they're like, yeah. Like, it's still an active volcano. I mean, I get that there are signs in that, but still, you know, like, what if? I don't know, just... anyway, all right, so we will, we're going to recap Iowa tomorrow because the caucusing starts this evening, and I think it's like 7 Central, and we're going to watch all the numbers come in, and we're going to break down those results and what that means for you going forward. We'll have all of that. You do not want to miss tomorrow's show. That's one of the things we do best, better. All right, Kane, today in stupidity.
All right, it is our Vice President, Kamala Harris. It is, it Kamala? Kamala, it's Kamala, right?
I think we can say, I can identify with whatever I want. So I'll just...
She's trying to connect with Gen Z. Listen to what she says here. Listen to this.
I see our college students up there. And
see,
let me just tell you, I love Gen Z. I don't know if something, you know, I love Gen Z. So, okay, for the older adults, this is going to be a humbling thing I'm about to share with you. If someone is 18 years old today, they were born in 2005.
All right. I did the math. It's not exactly correct.
It's not at all correct.
But why is that a thing? Why is she going in front of people and saying stuff?
She can't even campaign. I mean, it could be that. Things could be worse, guys. We could have her.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.